people who know what they're doing know the rules, and they know what is possible and what is impossible. You do not. And you should not. If you don't know it's impossible, it's easier to do. Because nobody's done it before. They haven't made up rules to stop anyone doing that particular thing again. And where would be the fun in making something you knew was going to work? Sometimes life is hard. And when things get tough, this is what you should do. Make good art.
What an epic track right there. Some Neil Gaiman with Make Good Art. I thought I would kick off this mix with something big and epic like that. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. And you can hear it every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. at The Hawk. But now you can hear it at CFMU 93.3 every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. This is awesome. I like being on both stations again. At the same time, it's like the old days, back in the old days with the Jamie Tennant. We did the CNC shows. They were a lot of fun. Okay, kicking off this part of the show, some Father Christmas, some Magic Duck, two new tracks off of the Wellpel record label. But right now, some Tamar Burke, Shadow Clues. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music? Yeah, man.
You know, I never know what you're thinking. I can stare at you all evening. Because all that you learn was a solid stare and a stiff upper lip and a handshake grip and a deadpan expression with a frigid touch, unresponsive to the needles that stab you so much. Unresponsive to the needles that stab you so much.
Wednesday, a special family presentation narrated by Fred Astaire.
The Easter Bunny is coming to town today.
Let's all have a happy Easter.
The Easter Bunny's coming to town.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Still to come in this hour of the show, interview with the Miracle on the way. But music-wise, new stuff from Vinny Vinny. He's been putting out a track once a month. For the last 3 or 4 months, he's been putting out a new single out on Bandcamp. His new one is Key Under the Mat. We're going to spin that for you. Also, I found this really cool song called Digital Lung by Hey Illy. And I was like, hey, I really, you know, when you get that little bit of ear candy in your ear or something that just clicks with you right away? This is that track. I don't know what it is. It's a little digital. It's a little bit of gamey kind of a sound. It's got that rock. It's got that punk vibe to it. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to definitely spin that on the show. I just didn't know where to put it, right? So I thought, you know, this could be the set of the mix, if you will. We could slap that sucker in. You know, because we've already done the old different genre type music beforehand. We could slide into this, and this might go right into a Miracle interview with his music and everything. And of course, this is how my brain works all the time. And it's exhausting. It really is. But starting things off, I found this great song, and I think she's charting over on the CFMU charts. If you were to take a look over on the website, I believe she's still up there. I interviewed her, I think, a year and a half ago. Her name is Nisa, and the reason why I interviewed her, when This Scene Hollywood was still open here in Hamilton, Ontario, I'm thinking maybe it was 2 years ago that I did it, or a year and a half ago, somewhere in that timeline. I caught her at the club, and she opened for the Forgotten Rebels. And I don't know if you've ever been to Forgotten Rebels shows, but that crowd is like, they're surly. They're a surly crowd because they want the Rebels, right? And she came out, didn't come out with a band. She just sang to her tracks. And she owned it. There was like this confidence. Her vocals were great. The lyrics were awesome. And it was just like she just owned the stage, and I was like, man, what a great opening act, you know. Total different styles from the Rebels, but it just had like, it just exuded that whole like punk vibe. I guess you kind of had to see it. So we're going to start off this set of music with Misty Morning from Nisa. You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music.
Friend in need. I dreamt the devil took me in his arms, and I shoulder, it's on to me. I kiss my hand, it's on to me. I kiss your face, I kiss our face, I kiss their face, I kiss a face. It's only, I'm so hungry.
Steel City Music.
And I am your host, who's dying laughing right now. This show is a pre-recorded show, of course, and it has been for some time due to the COVID pandemic and all the other nonsense. And all the hosts have been doing it both at CFMU 93.3 and at the Hawk over at 101.5 FM. So when you're doing these pre-recorded shows, you can go back and fix your mistakes and everything. I don't do that. And I'm pretty sure you can catch that when you hear my show, because I'm a live guy. I've always loved being a live guy, but I'm dying here laughing because just beforehand I said the band was Hey Illy, and like, whatever, that's cool. I was listening to some of their tunes, and then it occurred to me, it's like, Hey, I love you. And they just put the Illy portion as a short form. And like, I'm sitting here, I'm like going, oh my God, this is hilarious. I'm such a moron. I'm a little self-critical if you've never heard my show before. So whatever. Hey, I love you. That's the name of the band. So there you go. Now, I had a chance to talk with Dan from The Miracle. And usually before we do the pre-recorded interviews, I set things up and we have like a little bit of a chat. Turns out he was actually a co-op student back in 1993 at CFMU, back when Victoria Fenner was the station manager and our old friend Janice Nixon was the program director. So he remembers even when Rick Taylor was a music director back in the early 90s. And he remembered me from the radio station back then, and also The Other Side, which was a club here off of Caroline and Maine, the back in the day kind of vibe. So it was really cool that we were talking about that stuff, because right away, he just called me Jamie. He doesn't call me Gunner or anything like that. He just knows me as Jamie. I thought that was really cool. So check out The Miracle with Dan on Steel City Music. Okay, folks, you're listening to Steel City Music, and I got to read this because I think it's a great setup for my next guest. The Miracle. The Miracle is back. Yes, returning from anonymity amidst a shutdown, becoming a more of a breakdown, transmitting the vibes that rain from the sky, a sweet celestial spice, all in the name of inspiration. Hence, we now have Astro Vibes, the first full-length album, completely instrumental, and a follow-up to the demo EP Demoralized, released in November of 2018, which debuted at number 7 on CFRC in Kingston and also charted on CFMU in Hamilton, CKXU in Lethbridge, and CFBX in Kamloops. That was a mouthful right there. Dan Morelli is here from The Miracle. Hi, buddy. It's good to catch up with you just before the interview.
How you doing, Jamie? Thanks for having me on.
And I'm happy that you sent me that reminder email because I wanted to talk to you before. And, well, I mean, you must listen to a lot of music yourself. I listen to so much music in a day and doing stuff, I can't remember everything, like who I'm supposed to talk to. And then you sent me that reminder email, like, you still want to do this? I'm like, oh, yeah. Because I had some questions about your latest release. Is when I was listening to the music, I was trying to figure out what elements of inspiration you used to put this together, because it's an instrumental piece, or the whole album, but it's electronic, but there's all these other little elements of, I believe, from different styles of music that I don't even want to like hearken to throw at you right now. Because I hear like an Asian influence in some things. Or am I just making all of this stuff up in my head?
No, I think you're hearing correctly, you know. you know, it's funny that you say that, actually, that you're hearing all these different influences. And you know, it all ties into astrology, believe it or not, with Astro Vibes and that. And you'll notice a lot of the song names have astrology connections and whatnot. And I've actually just gotten into I've been into astrology for a long time, but actually just really opened my mind to it and started to understand it as a language rather than anything else. And what I've discovered is that it's a language. It's like the first language. You know, it is all languages, all understanding come from that, right? Like if we look back 10,000 plus years ago, astrology was there, right? All of our spoken languages, you know, are terrestrial, and astrology is a celestial language, and so therefore it speaks to everybody. And so, you know, here on Earth, we speak our different tongues and we have our different cultures and that, but they all stem from a similar place, right?
When you put this album together, was this a similar style to you did before, or were you an acoustic act? Because I could swear I saw you on a video playing acoustic.
I played the St. Hollywood last year before they closed, and I did an acoustic set. Traditionally, I guess for myself, I've done more singer-songwriting kind of stuff. I did produce like an EP you mentioned, or my demo EP, Demoralized, and I'd used I'd built tracks up and did every kind of instrumentation on that and vocals and whatnot. And it's funny, I'd had to kind of take a step back from music for a while. I had to take a full-time job for a little bit, and then COVID hit, and as well, like I'd been playing, you know, I'd been going out and trying to get more shows, and because I'm a solo act, the easiest way for me to do that is just to go with my guitar and play some songs, and not being able to do that anymore, I was like, okay, you know, I want to do another record, or I want to do a full length record, and I had like, you know, I've got like probably 20 songs or something like that that I was, you know, gonna like produce like my, you know, with a guitar and whatnot. And then I started to get into the music again this fall, and like set my home studio up, and Astro Vibes came out, and I just kind of like, you know, took a back seat rather than trying to force things to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. I just kind of let them flow the natural way, and that's what I came up with.
So it's rather organic sounding is what you're saying, like for the natural flow. But when you were putting this album together, is it just an idea off of a beat, or is it the influence from something you say from astrology and then you take from there? Like, walk us through the process of putting a song together.
Well, you know, I guess I write emotionally. You know, it's a way for me to express my emotions through and the medium of art that I've adapted to is music. You know, some of them I have just like an idea in my head, and then, you know, I go and I try and recreate that sound or amplify that sound from my head through the keyboard and whatnot. you know, like for my process, you know, yeah, generally like I'll sit and I'll make up a bunch of drum beats, you know, like on my 404 or whatever, like the sampler, and then I'll put a few patterns together, and then, you know, take one that I like, you know, that seems to inspire something, and then I'll lay some music down for it. But to be honest with you, this album, I hadn't recorded things before. Like some came from ideas, just jamming and stuff like that. But a lot of it just came in the moment, and a lot of them actually, like the whole album, all the tracks, all the different tracks that I did are all just one-offs, you know. So I didn't go back and fiddle around and try and make things. I just kind of like let things out, and if I was happy with them, and I'd listen to it over and over again, and if I still wanted to listen to it, that's a sign to me that's something that I want to share with someone else, right?
This is a 10-track album that you put out. How many?
11, actually.
It's 11. Sorry, 11. So, how many tracks did you whittle down to 11? Did you have like 30 or 40 or?
No, I actually built it up, and I had 11 tracks, and I came to actually the first track on the album, Dig a Little Deeper. That was the last track that I actually produced, and that was just at the beginning of February. And like I pretty much recorded everything from like the beginning of November till the end of January, like the 1st of February is when I recorded Dig a Little Deeper. And then actually, funny, that's just from a time when there was a Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrogrades are really good for, you know, reflecting, you know, listening, editing, not so much putting new information out there, more just kind of, you know, digesting what information is already out there. And so I spent all of February just really listening and to what I'd produced, and then doing mixes, and then you know, I just did a little mastering at a friend of mine and at his place, and then that you know, 2 weeks later or whatever, and that was 2 weeks early in March, and then I just put the album out, you know, with the new moon.
So are you going to do something similar to this again in regards to astrology, or will you do something totally different on your next EP? Or I should say LP?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Jamie. I'm having to leave Hamilton in a couple months. I'm one of the people getting evicted. I'm not going to be able to afford to stay in Hamilton, so I have to give up my home studio for the time. So I'm thinking, if I can, you know, I would like to do a follow-up to Astro Vibes, you know, like an Astro Vibes 2 or something like that. But what I actually feel is calling me more right now is before I started Astro Vibes, all the songs that I had written, or a bunch of them, they were all... a bunch of them were going to be put towards a kind of a rock opera for like about the Great Depression, or like societies were going through another kind of Great Depression, right, like the 1930s, you know.
Okay.
And so I felt like, well, you know what, I'm kind of going to become like a hobo again to some degree, and maybe it's better if I don't have a home studio to put something electronic like this together, then maybe I go back for a time and do some my singing songwriting kind of thing, you know, with the Great Depression style song. So this is Dan from The Mirror Call, and you can check out my website, themirrorcall.com, or my Bandcamp, The Mirror Call. We'll be right back.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You know, product placement and labels and A&R people and all that, it doesn't fucking matter. I swear to God. It doesn't matter.
You're listening to Steel City Music.